Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I definitely had a little more adrenaline waking up today. It was hard for me to eat. But I prepare for moments like this. I do the same routine and the same process every day throughout the year. Not to be too cliche, but like, I know exactly what I need to do to prepare. I know every minute of the day exactly what I need to be doing when I'm at the field to prepare. And then from there, you just let the adrenaline take over and honestly just make you better. Make the stuff tick up a little bit.
That was Jameson Taillon talking about his routine, and it resulted in a 3-1 win. Taillon went 4 innings, gave up 2 hits. That was it to go with 4 strikeouts. I think he had a little bit more in the tank against the Padres. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And this is really building off of a discussion that we had yesterday when we were live at Gallagher Way. Jameson Taillon wanted the ball. And Mark, it was you who brought up the point that not only did he want the ball, he wanted a starting pitching assignment in this, but I don't think he was going to be okay if he didn't have one. How did you put that? That he was so wanting to be out there that he didn't like not being in that position.
I felt differently about him in that game yesterday than I did. And I would say every single one of his other starts, like Jameson Taillon, like since he's come to the Cubs, has had nice moments and has been pretty good, but also very unpredictable. Like you don't know what you're going to get out of Jameson Taillon. He's going to give up a bunch of home runs. He's going to give up runs in the first inning. Like, but in this case, just his whole demeanor, everything about him, I was like, let me get behind this guy. It felt good having Jameson Taillon, this weathered veteran, a guy who, you know, signed a nice deal, 3-year deal with the Chicago Cubs, or was it a 4-year deal? But he signed deal, 3-year deal with the Cubs, goes out there, 4 innings, did not allow a run. And guys, it was from the start. When I want to be behind him. He struck out Fernando Tatis to begin the game. Swing and miss, swing and miss, swing and miss. Like, that was some hardcore stuff, and that's what I knew. It was like, okay, this is a different Jameson Taillon. I can get behind that. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to get out of that guy today, and that is goodness. And that's probably the first time I've said that about a Jameson Taillon start.
Well, it's interesting because he had to wait 3 years since making his first playoff start when he was with the Yankees. And you could tell he was biding his time, right? He's been so good since he's come back from a couple of different injuries. And if you look just over his last 7 regular season starts, he hadn't given up more than 2 runs. So he kind of set the stage for this in a way. And I said after his last start against the St. Louis Cardinals in the regular season, I said, that's a guy I want to have the ball over Shota Imanaga, amongst a chorus of others, in a playoff situation. And I was like, game 3, that's easy. Jameson Taillon, go. And now I'm just like, how early can they get him in this next series?
Oh, yeah, and he really did set the tone. That was a 3-pitch at-bat to Fernando Tatis Jr., the guy who, as Russ mentioned, he can change your game with one single swing. That's what he does. And to be able to be like, nah, dude, not only am I going to show you what's up today, you're batting leadoff, well, I'm here to greet you, 3 pitches. sit down with the sweeper. He's made adjustments again and again and again this season. He's gone through seasons in a season. He gave up a lot of home runs. We've talked about that before. Just his aptitude for giving up a long ball. That was not what we saw yesterday. And I liked, Mark, what you said about like him wanting to be out there so much that he didn't like not being out there. And I said, he's a leader. That's what he does. And I feel like that has been the case. He has been a steadying presence. He has been one of those leaders on the team that you've seen. We ask Ian Happ about him for a reason. Jameson is never afraid to tell you how he's going to adjust. He's like, hey, I brought in this kick change. One of the few good parts of that ABC broadcast with Ben McDonald was him showing you the mechanics of the kick change and why it was able to work for him and how it released off of the fingers. And that was what he was able to do and use it to his advantage. And then to up the ante, he knew exactly what was happening on that stage. It's almost like he brought the crowd in with him to strike out Gavin Sheets swinging at the end of the second. You saw that fist bump. You saw him rock. Like he had met that moment completely.
Yeah, I love seeing competitor Tyone because he's such a laid-back, well-mannered dude. We've had him on The Score, and he's just awesome. So you don't know if he's got that nastiness in him, and I felt like he absolutely had that, and somebody was backing it up saying that was absolutely the best stuff he's had in his Cubs tenure. And I think that the case can be made for it. Certainly the magnitude with which we were watching the game, and that's like a great example of how things change in the postseason. You don't know who's going to get the right adrenaline rush and be on point that maybe, in my case, you couldn't predict what Jameson Taillon was going to do. So it just portends so well for however long this goes on. And maybe that's his shining moment, but I feel pretty good about Jameson Taillon even in this series against Milwaukee.
But it was even the way he went after the batters the second time through the order. You know, he strikes out Fernando Tatis swinging at the end of the third, and that's a three-pitch at-bat. He's like, come get some more of this. Sweeper, sit down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so impressive to see him on that stage with that crowd behind him. You know, I think it was Curtis Granderson who said that the crowd was waiting for something to happen yesterday. And he said that before the game. And I feel like that was not the case here. That crowd got behind him immediately, and he showed up.
The thing I love about it is how he was just relentless. And that's why everybody got so upset when he got pulled after four innings, because you could see the train was moving. Why would you take the train off the tracks? 60 pitches, 43 for strikes, 11 strikes swinging. And that's coming off his last start, I mentioned, against the Reds, in which he had 15 strikes swinging. That's his second highest total of the entire season. So to understand that he's kind of peaking at the right time, and almost in a way, the injury helped keep some of those pitches out. He had more bullets to fire. He's not going to run out of bullets this season. He's not in this Matthew Boyd situation where like, oh, he hasn't thrown this many pitches. No, he's right where he's supposed to be, and it's just going to be a matter of Craig Counsell now lining up his guys in the way he wants them when you talk about the starters in this series.
And I don't think the Cubs have a shortage of guys saying, give me the ball, but it's always nice to show them why you asked. And I feel like that's what we saw out of Jameson Taillon. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say about J-Mo yesterday.
When you're going tonight's game, we kind of had a plan of like he was probably going to get to the lefties spot pocket in their lineup again, and you know it was like how many outs can he get, and to get 12 outs and 14 hitters, that's like it puts the game like with a possibility that it's going to work, you know, in terms of using all your bullpen guys and getting matchups that you want. So I thought the game was about what Taillon gave us at the start. I mean, I thought it was absolutely crucial. We knew we were going to have a couple guys that were going to have to work really hard. But with him giving us four innings and getting 12 outs, really put it together.
Those moments where he walked off the field after a strikeout are just dominating. Like that gives me chills just thinking about watching it yesterday.
And that said, Layla, even what I said about like feeling good and wanting to march behind him, I did not have a problem with Craig Counsell taking him out after four innings. You got greatness out of him for four innings. He has given up a bunch of home runs this year. It was like, okay, there you go. Leave it right there. So I don't know. I didn't have an issue with that.
So I was at the game, and I was surrounded by meatballs, and I was surrounded by maybe the king meatball of all of Chicago. I was an impossible patty around all these meatballs. So this guy could not comprehend that Caleb Thielbar was coming in. So he said, we got to get Counsell out of here. Counsell's got to go. Well, how's he taking out Taillon? Not just kept calling him Jameson Tylone the whole game.
You knew somehow, some way, the name is going to get a little altered.
Are they going to take out Tylone?
I got to admit, I said Garrett for Garrett Popcorn. I was like, oh no.
Garrett Tyone?
And not Garrett, Garrett's.
Oh, very nice.
Garrett's Popcorn. Oh, guys. Mm. Like, it happens to the best of us. Tylone did well, to say the least. And, you know, you're right, Mark. He talks to the media. He's been on The Score, of course, a bunch. He's a huge part of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon as a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been one of those people who wants to be, I think, not just an example, but a leader on this team. And I feel like that was on display yesterday.
The one reason why I'm completely with Mark, and I've been leading the charge to say Jameson Tyone is, without Cade Horton, the best pitcher, available to Craig Counsell, is because you mentioned the home runs.
Yeah.
He gave up 22 home runs in the first half, in 95 and a third innings. 22 and 95 and a third.
And I think there were a lot of solos.
Wasn't it the most out of qualifying starters?
He was leading baseball in home runs allowed.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, in the second half of the season, in only 34 and a third innings, he's only given up two.
Great stuff.
I mean, that's adjustment. Like, he will do that, and he understands that it's a season-to-season process. Like, that's what makes me the most amazed by him. He'll just be like, oh, this pitch isn't working for me. Like, for a while, he had to eliminate the sweeper. He's like, no, this is going to work for me this year. I'm going to bring it back. This segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. So we've talked about J-Mo on the mound. But really, I think so much credit, as we mentioned in the beginning of our show in the 10 o'clock hour, Mike Schilt did it too, goes to Dansby Swanson being not only playoff Dansby, but, I mean, how many defensive runs saved was he worth in this series? You know, extra bases, taking away hits, Nico takes away a hit. But Dansby and Nico, I think both really also showed how they've been able to lead as well.
Here's the question. When you think of Dansby Swanson in this particular series, what play stands out to you the most? Because for me, it's when he goes out to center field with a runner on third, less than two outs, makes the play, turns around, like, you think you're going somewhere? No. That saves a run right there.
Look, he had two. I don't know if you guys read about this, but he had some, I think he was the leader before the playoffs started in some, like, real talk meetings that the team had about their offense and starting to put things together a little bit. So, like, if we're talking about his leadership skills, they're real. And what I love about it, too, is, man, it's like this guy got paid a lot of money. He's a former number one overall pick in his life, and he cares like crazy. Like, because it could go either way with guys that get paid. He's one of those guys. He wants to win. Like, that's all he cares about at this point. So you've got him sort of in his prime of thought process, where there's nothing more important to him other than his family than winning baseball games.
Well, and that's part of this too. We don't know these people as playoff players. You know, we don't experience that side of them on this team with this manager. We hadn't done that until now, outside of Ian Happ. You know, we hadn't been able to know what that was going to bring. And there are players, as we've talked about, who do have that extra gear in the playoffs. There are pitchers, relievers, for example, who have a lower playoff ERA for their career than they do in the regular season. You know, that is an example of what that means to them, how they, for whatever reason, are able to dial it up. Dansby, in that game, shows you that there is another level to his game defensively, even out of what we've seen, and it is in that playoffs.
It's a question of who shines brightest when the spotlight is also the brightest, because, you know, it's out there on a lot of people, right? But do you make the most of your moments? Every time there was a moment for him, he stepped up. And defensively, knowing what this team's reputation was coming into the season and then how it played out for the defensive metrics and everything else, with him and Nico up the middle, double play combination, it's looking like one of the best, if not the best, in baseball right now.
To what you were saying, Layla, too, about we don't know what these guys are in the playoffs or what they'll be like, I think the best example of that, and this is not like part of the leadership conversation necessarily, but Daniel Palencia. we didn't know what we'd get. I remember at the beginning of the series saying, I don't know if you're going to get a guy who is too, you know, he's a very emotional player. Is that going to get the best of him? Seems like it was the converse of that, that the adrenaline, the hype, the pump did Daniel Palencia well. He was the key to that first win, absolutely, and then he gets in again, and he has been very good.
Let's also listen to what Darisbury had to say at the podium on the defense of the Cubs team.
I mean, it's kind of been a staple of our group all year, just with we have so many talented defenders and guys that can prevent runs being scored. We talk about it all the time. Winning baseball is a race to 27 outs. The quicker you can get there, you know, obviously the more games that you're going to win. And just for us this series, that was such a big part of why we won. I mean, San Diego is an unbelievable team. They have such a deep pitching staff, and obviously great, great hitters as well. And so being able to just limit them in opportunities to score was huge for us, and, you know, end up making a big difference.
It's Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson. This is Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. But I think Dansby, he can say that it was a part of the team and it was built in, and I understand all of that, but it was 100% on display and absolutely the main reason why they won yesterday.
I love the understanding of how we got here and then trying to figure out if what we've seen to get here can go further. And that's why I'm excited about this particular series between these two teams who know each other so well. They know who Dansby Swanson is in Milwaukee. Not that Mike Schilt didn't beforehand, but it's going to be interesting as far as a game of chess between Pat Murphy, between Craig Counsell, and understanding how you use these chess pieces. And I'm wondering where that experience of playing in 40 playoff games now for Dansby. So that's a fourth of a season that he's played just in the postseason.
I will take a three-run homer out of him, though. Or two. Here's a question for you, Marshall.
I love questions.
I'd like you to take a stab at this as well, but I know he likes these on-the-spot kind of questions here. Would you rather, for this game coming up, that Dansby Swanson makes two spectacular plays in the field, or he hits a two-run homer?
I'll take the two spectacular plays in the field if they are run-saving, because I think other guys are going to hit for the Cubs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great answer. Just on the spot, I would say I'll take the two-run homer.
You know what I'm going to say.
Two-run homer?
Bopper.
You are team offense. Bopper! Bopper Layla.
I love bop.
I'm bopper.
But if you
bopper.
Can't, but if you can't bop, then do what you did and take some runs away from other people.
Well Wait, said.
Are, make you, somebody else's day miserable
can
if you can't improve your own.
Well, are,
yes.
In this scenario, does that mean? I mean, he's not making any errors if he hits the two run bop, right?
No errors. We'll
okay,
call that.
I'll go with you, Layla.
Yeah,
I'll go
that
with the
delves into sports monkey's paw. And if it's errors, because then your choices are cursed.
Yeah,
That's another segment we used to do. We need to bring back the sports monkey's paw.
Yeah,
actually.
Selling that on the red line yesterday.
Mark, the only reason I'm changing up here is because I remembered who's actually starting that game for the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow.
Yes.
You need those two runs against Freddie. Yeah, you need those two runs against Freddie Peralta, because I don't know how many they're going to get total. I just know they're going to do better than what I think I saw the first two games of this past
series. Man.
What are you two giggling about over
Grody.
Here?
Grody!
What?
They're selling the monkey's paws on the red line.
No, I sold to him the concept of the monkey's paw on the red line.
Robbie and I misheard the same exact thing.
I wish it had stayed ambiguous and confusing to you guys.
Like, there's some monkey paws on the red line? Like,
you'll be sorry.
No, it was kind of cute. The three of us rode the red line back from Wrigley yesterday, and so we were all, you know, there's kind of a mental exhaustion after you do a four-hour show. There just is.
Yes.
So when we weren't just looking at our phones, Layla was talking up the monkey paw.
Yeah, because Gustavo, friend of the show, the listener Gustavo, pointed me out to the scene of the monkey's paw, and I had created the segment. Ray remembers this with Dan.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey's paw. It was talking about the draft choices made in 2017 by the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah. Robbie, you were going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, Grody's in a sports coat. You look good.
That's right.
We were going to see how long it took before somebody noticed.
Yeah, Grody, you look handsome. And
Thank
a commenter
you.
Said, you're wearing a sports groat.
Oh, sports groat.
Sports groat.
This is a sports groat, yes. Yeah, I'm actually going across the street today to do some Bears. Somebody in this town has to talk Bears. So Lou and I over at Fox 32, Lou Canellis and I will talk Bears for the city. I'm doing this
I feel
for
like
the city.
Bears
to
like do almost some every day.
Yeah, well, we're not talking enough Bears. No, look, the Bears are on the back burner. understandably. But like Lou and I said, somebody in this town needs to talk Bears. So I will go across the street after this.
Very handsome young man you are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do feel good. I do feel well. And I said this the other to you guys off the air. I wore like something similar to this. I looked really good one day out at House Hall because I was doing television or something. And I was emceeing an event, but that doesn't really matter. And everybody, all my colleagues at Hallis Hall were like, oh my God, you look great. Wow. Like just shocked. And I realized it was very nice. The compliments were nice, but it made me think, what must I be looking like on the other days? Mark Potash actually used to say this about me. He said, you always come in looking like you look good, but you look like you had a good time the night before.
What the hell?
Like he says, my hair is always a little bit out of joint. He says, it's a good thing. You always look like you had a good time the night before.
He said that
about me and Nick Friedel. Friedel was the other one who they said, he always looks like...
His laugh.
Yeah.
Why was Friedel working yesterday, by the way, during the Cubs game? He was like reporting on Jonathan Kuminga, and I was like, wait, where are you? Why are you doing this? You watch Cubs.
He was at Warriors Media Day, right?
Yeah, but why?
Because Kuminga side is a big deal.
But where is he working?
In San Francisco.
He did cover the Warriors for a long time,
On what platform is this content living?
Journalist.
That's my point.
Yeah. Right. So he
and instead
been...
of watching Cubs playoffs, which Nick loves, Nick was a cutaway in Game 7.
You're right. He is about as big of a Cubs fan as this town has seen.
And you're right to identify him by the laugh. I think about it every time. Just wear a Flag and Anthem golf polo. They make a million of them.
They do.
Yeah. The Friedel laugh.
I got to hear it.
Good.
Wow. I'm a little off on it.
Coming up next on Raheem Harris and Grody, we want to get into a little more playoff talk because Marshall Harris says... this Brewers team might just be a better matchup for the Cubs and the Padres. So we'll let him cook on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It's a ground ball to short. Swanson's got it. Steps on the bag. Throws to first. Double play. Double play ends the inning. You can't do it any better than Dansby just did.
The defense was, you know, certainly stands out tonight. Our middle infielders, you know, Pete this series, Matt Shaw this series, like absolutely some huge plays. And we played a great defensive game tonight.
Get money. You do get money when you advance in the playoffs. You get playoff shares. So credit to everybody who's a part of that. It's like Cubs organization. Like, you're talking about clubbies. You're talking about trainers. It's a big deal for people. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we are continuing to celebrate a Cubs playoff win. We have not been able to say those words since 2017. It's a different time. Like, then we used to say, what a time to be alive. I don't say that anymore, but I feel better because of what happened yesterday.
I think it's still a time to be alive because so much has changed since 2017. I mean, the world has changed, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm here. I got to work. I'm functioning.
You know what hasn't changed? The Dodgers from 2017, because that was the team against which the Cubs eliminated.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, Dodgers, Yankees, sleeper predictions.
Yeah. Oh,
you piped down over there. That's for five on it.
Oh, sorry. I jumped the gun again.
Mark picked these two secret teams to go to the World Series. Nobody's ever heard of them.
Hey, Ray and I conspired. Don't leave Ray out of this.
That's right.
I workshopped this one early morning at Gallagher Way while you guys were putting the addition on the house. Ray and I were talking and drinking lemonade.
Who picked the secret team in the National League?
It was you.
I'm just saying, what hasn't changed since 2017? Am I wrong?
We were in Gallagher Way drinking lemonade, and I said, hey, Grody, I'll tell you what no one's talking about.
No one's talking about the Yankees
and Dodgers. I was like,
And the McCaskies.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get it all out there. Nobody's talking about the McCaskies. Nobody's talking about the Yankees and the Dodgers.
What about the Bears? The Bears have been left in our rearview mirror.
Grody, I don't know. Okay, so I don't know what to do.
I had
maybe co-hosted with Danny like twice in 2017. I did the monthly visitor segment with Lawrence. How do you host Bears and Cubs playoffs at the same time?
It's
this is new for me.
Yeah.
Because 2020 didn't really count. I was a part of that, but not like really, because nobody was. You feel me?
I do feel you. It takes me back to my childhood, actually, when it was real serious angst. When I was a child, you didn't have remotes. And so when you had those rare crossover times when the Cubs, I'm not saying playoffs at the same time, but when they were even just playing regular season games at the same time for young Mark, prepubescent Mark Grody, that was torture. That was torture trying to figure out where to stay on the little turn dial. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
UHF.
Sometimes you didn't get a channel real clear. And one of the tricks is to like put it halfway.
You
put it like halfway between 6 and 7 or something.
Yeah.
We are collectively showing our age and not in a good way.
That's okay.
I also want to get back, because this is a big discussion in our pre-show meeting, is we talked about how good the defense was yesterday, and Dansby Swanson deserves all of the credit. We have not experienced playoff Dansby Swanson until now. I know that when you make a lot of money, you're going to get a lot more criticism, and that has happened. We've been fair, I think, when it comes to that during the regular season. We absolutely have to understand that what Dansby and Nico did, and even the diving catch by PCA, that's your spine of the defense, as we like to call it. The framing by Carson Kelly, which frankly helped prevent that walk to Xander Bogaerts in the ninth inning. Again, that is the backbone of your defense, the thing that is keeping it upright. Every single part of it worked to help them win the game. I don't think they do it if they don't yesterday.
We knew this team was built on that idea, the spine of the defense being stronger than everybody else's spine, if not just as strong, we'll say. But I got to tell you, as that game's unfolding, and we just talked about the fact that hitting-wise, yeah, they got a bunch of hits. They did not score a bunch of runs, right? And so I'm like, is this team... I think this team is trying to make a statement with this game. Not only are they advancing to the National League Division Series against the Brewers, but they're also staking their claim as to what their identity really has been all season long, if you really think about it, and what it is if they're going to forge ahead. And I think that identity is pretty strong. It's strong pitching, specifically in the bullpen, because their bullpen was overshadowed, of course, by Mason Miller and company and the Padres, who have the best bullpen in all of baseball. It's outstanding, exciting, electric defense. And then, yeah, we'll hit just enough. We'll get a hit when you need it. We'll get a little something going. And that's what they've done all season long. That's how they got to 92 wins. It wasn't, even though we look back at the early season, we say how good that offense was early on. It's been the pitching and the defense that has carried them through. And when they've come up short for stretches, it's because they couldn't score any runs.
Well, what's funny, and I've pointed this out a couple times over time, is the spine of the defense and all that talk really originated in what, I'd say 2021, 22? I feel like that was the original discussion, maybe even as late as 23. They deviated from that. You know, they decided they didn't have enough offense then. That's why they decided to get Kyle Tucker. That's why they DFA'd a Gold Glover and Tucker Barnhart. You know, that they decided they needed more offensive production out of certain positions because they were engineered to be a 2-1 ball game team. That's always been the running joke in San Diego. Every game is 2-1. What's funny is how it played out yesterday, where that really was the case. But the plays that Dansby was making, we weren't the only ones admiring them. Say what you want about Mike Shelton, we have, but he knew exactly what the poison for his team was, and it came in the form of Dansby.
You know, talking about defense, I don't think they give an MVP for this round. I'd give it to Swanson. I mean, this, you know, Dansby played his tail off, man. He almost single-handedly beat us with his glove. You know, we talk about in the modern game about the pitching, and we talk about the offense and who we're hitting for and all the things that are, you know, appropriate to talk about in our game. But the one thing that we don't talk about as much anymore is your defense. And this time of year, your defense, and we play great defense, but Dansby Swanson absolutely beat us with his glove this series.
And that is high praise, given the infield of the Padres as well. And I don't know how, I can't argue with it. He played tremendous defense.
It seemed like last night there was a magnet attached to his uniform, whatever. The ball's just coming to him, and he was ready for it. But he's always ready for it. That's why the Cubs paid him all the money is, hey, you're going to get Gold Glove-level defense with some pop. But not consistency like you'd want out of a quote-unquote all-star shortstop, future Hall of Fame shortstop, but premium defense at a premium position.
Yeah, so you still want more offense, but he did provide some offense yesterday, just standing there and accepting his walk against the ex-Cub Jeremiah Estrada. That's pretty big right there because everybody wants to get out there. Like, bases are loaded. Your eyes get a little bigger. You want that gapper. You want that bases clearing double, man. You don't want us. But he, as Joe Maddon said, he accepted his walks. He was a menace to our guy Luis Arraez yesterday on a couple of occasions. How about two, the unassisted double play in the sixth inning when Horner was taken out of position, and he just knew, like, he knew there was not even hesitation. He knew he had to sprint to the base, fling it over to first, Michael Busch sure-handed as he is. That was pretty sick as well.
That was the ender for me. You know, that was like the mic drop moment, the Sharpie drop that we used yesterday. That double play, he's like, I got this, I got you, we're done, next inning.
What else you need? What else you need me to do?
Robbie, you were there. Like, what was the atmosphere like after that particular play, like that double play? I feel like Wrigley was rocking, and really that was Jameson Taillon kind of setting it up, because he was like, I'm going to strike out this guy to end an inning, I'm going to strike out this guy to end an inning. But I feel like the double play really helped too.
Like, being an out-of-towner and being in Wrigley for, I was there for all three games. I was there. That game and those fans were just incredible. That, especially game three, and that moment right there, it absolutely erupted. That and the Michael Busch home run were the moments where, like, you felt like chills throughout your whole body because of, like, the magic of it happening. Even when Dansby dropped that ball and still got him out, like, that was, Chicago, I love you. That was so cool.
You know,
being there, so cool.
You know what that was, too, when the game slowed down to that level? Like, Caleb Williams talked about flow state or whatever we talk about, a fugue state. Sometimes you can see it. That's it, right? Where you are in the absolute right position, before it happens to know to make that play, and you can still take the time to do it like that. That's as close as you get to bending time as it exists, I think.
How about the Nico Horner play in the seventh inning? I think it was on Iglesias, where he mistimes his jump.
And he admitted that he jumped too soon.
But he kind of smiled about it. But in the moment, it was like, oh, he's jumping, made a big. Oh, wait a minute. He kind of mistimed his jump, but he stayed up long enough to grab it and bring it down. So, I mean, it's the pitching and defense. They got away with it in this series. I would like more runs to be scored. I would like to feel much more comfortable in the ninth inning when Brad Keller is on his second inning and he's running out of gas. And they're like, can we bring in Kittredge? Can we bring in Kittredge? Meow. Yes, we can. He takes care of it. But I don't want to have that feeling of the one run difference. Let score some more runs, please.
When he got to 30 pitches, I was like, what are we doing? What are we? No, because I knew someone was in the bullpen. Two guys were in the bullpen. It was Kittredge and it was Boyd, right?
Yes. Matthew Boyd was warming up.
So I'm wondering, I was like, wait, what is the plan here? I felt like for the first time in the series, I didn't understand the plan. That was my issue. I did not understand what was going on.
No, I didn't either. But I feel like one guy managed his team like it was an elimination game in Craig Counsell and just threw what he could and knew he saved some bullets for that game three. And then the other one in Mike Shildt, I feel like it was equally as frantic. Because my whole thought is if you're going to throw Morjon, then you should also be able to throw Mason Miller. Like, that was my logic. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. But I really think that when you see it come together in that way, it's even leaving Keller in as long as he did, I was like, okay, are we really doing this? Like, okay, this is the thought process, huh? You're gonna let this ride, and then finally we see Kittredge come in at the end. Craig Counsell also, by the way, talked to our Bruce Levine about what he thinks the identity of this Cubs team is.
Your belief in this group from day one, and I don't know how many times you had to admonish me and say, you know, Bruce, we have a really good team.
And I thought tonight was the kind of like a Cubs win, like this 2025 Cubs win. We did it with great defense. We did it with a bullpen who just doesn't care about where they're doing it. You just get the outs. And so it was right on brand for what this team has done and how we played this year.
I didn't realize Bruce was taking so many admonishings from the manager this year. I'm glad. I hope he came away clean from all that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I mean, admonishing. That's a very specific type of language there, admonishment.
Now, you've heard their back and forth throughout the season.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I love them.
I enjoy them thoroughly because it's They're entertaining. Hilarious. And I think that Bruce has a special bond, not only with Craig Counsell, but so many of the people in that organization because he's been there, done that, seen it all.
Well, also, to get Craig Counsell's humor, I think it's not like a soundbite. Like, it's definitely something that has to be absorbed over, like, a back and forth over some time. But I'm looking forward to the next installment of this. There's one guy who's going to give us the 411 on what is happening with the Brewers, because we're trying to figure out who's healthy, who's available, who might be on that playoff roster. Vinny Rotino, the former also White Sox guy. Yeah, he had a stint with the Sox. So Vinny's the analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. He's a friend of the show, and he joins us next to talk about who they're going to face tomorrow. That's on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Ian Happ, 23 bombs on the year and hits one right on a button over to left fielder's head and one hops into the ivy. Sheets did not think he hit it that hard and it went right over his head. Two out double for Ian Happ, and that is as hard a ball as he's hit in the series.
Gold Glove Award winner.
The Cubs have won the ball game. They have won the National League Wild Card Series battle against San Diego. Not surprisingly, it went right down to the final at-bat.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We got playoff baseball. We got end of the year. Where do you want to start?
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Something tells me that there was a lot of toasting with Ian Happ yesterday. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we are happy to have our weekly visit with Ian Happ. And it's just a little late because, well, they had a playoff series to win. Ian, of course, the Gold Glove left fielder. That was shown yesterday. And he also, of course, hosts the Compound Podcast, which you can hear through Odyssey and the Odyssey app. And he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. So download that Circa app today. Ian, how are you today?
I am good. It was a fun night last night. Awesome atmosphere at Wrigley the last 3 days. And nice to have a day off today. But yeah, it was pretty good last night.
I'm so curious as to the celebration last night versus what we saw in Pittsburgh. It seemed like more of the alcohol that was shared was ending up on people on the floor than actually being ingested. Is that an accurate portrayal of what happened last night?
There was some ingested. I think the difference between, you know, when you clinch, go into the playoffs, it's kind of a celebration of the season, celebration of the long grind. And when you win a playoff series, it's.
Oh no, did we lose Ian?
Uh-oh.
The Cylons have taken Ian.
There he goes.
Poor guy. I hope he's okay.
I know, and here he is joining us after what sounded like a pretty good evening.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit more happened than what we just saw in the post-game show.
Sounded like he could use a handful of Connect roaster beans.
Yeah, know? Ian, yeah. You drinking any Connect coffee this morning?
Man. I'm drinking it right now.
So there was some alcohol ingested. I got that impression because PCA's What's Up Everybody, when he did the video for MLB and Cubs social media, may have indicated that he might have had one or two.
Yeah. Well, the combination of champagne and Budweiser is it's an interesting one. You don't usually mix that around.
It's a lot of bubbles.
Beer before liquor, never sicker, or something like that.
Liquor
I don't know.
Do beer, we? Never
is champagne?
Fear. I don't think it matters
liquor.
Anymore. I
yeah,
don't
champagne's
know.
Never even in that saying. That's the problem.
Yeah, I tried. You know what I mean? That's my thing. Sometimes I try just a little bit too hard. Ian, what were you guys thinking on the field when that ninth inning comes around? And we know how successful Brad Keller has been this year, but he gives up the home run to Jackson Merrill, and then things start to get messy out there. What is the feeling in such what felt like a very fragile moment in that game?
Yeah, I think the home run was nothing. I think, you know, when he's in there competing in the zone, the guy gets him. That's part of it, especially pitching with a three-run lead. You know, just want him to be aggressive and go after guys. And then, you know, the walks, a couple of the hit-by-pitches there, and a little bit scattered. I think, you know, he had done such a great job in the first game. Then you're asking him to go two innings with a little bit of length, and he was getting up around 30 pitches, which is it's a lot to ask, especially the up-down of the emotions, you know, going out for the eighth and then the motion's kind of regulating and then come back out for the ninth. So I thought Counts did a great job, and I thought Carson Kelly did a great job of talking multiple bullpen guys, talking to those guys and getting them right. And, you know, being able to go to Kit there. I think that was one of the advantages of doing the opener the day before, just a little bit of extra rest. I know it's not a ton, but the difference between going out and throwing the first inning and then being able to watch the game versus being in the bullpen waiting for the phone to ring for all that time, it's just a little bit different. So, yeah, for Kit to have a little bit of extra rest and be able to go out and get the last couple outs was great.
I love the Swiss Army knife of it all. And looking at that game last night and the energy and the electricity, how would you describe it and compare it to what you've seen in previous games at Wrigley?
Yeah, I mean, that's as loud and as electric of a 3 days as I think I've seen. You know, we had some great ones in 17. And, you know, the wild card game in 18 kind of, it was tight the whole way, and it was long, and it was into extras. But I think that's the loudest atmosphere, you know, I've been lucky enough to see here. And just from some of the people that were here, you know, some of the staff, we're talking about kind of the loudest since those 15, 16 runs. So it was electric. It was electric the whole time. And I can't wait for more playoff baseball at Wrigley.
Yeah, I know, Ian. I've asked you this a couple times because I feel like it's important, and it's a rule in our business, and I hate it. You know, they say don't ask how does it feel, but for you, especially at this point in your career, knowing the gap that the Cubs had even from 2020, and you know, I think about that one game wild card loss to the Rockies in 18, to be able to have this opportunity of the 3-game series at home and to close it out in front of your home fans like you wanted. You said how important that was to you. How does this feel for you specifically to be able to be advancing in the playoffs?
Yeah, and it's special. I think, you know, we wanted to play home games at Wrigley for this fan base, and we achieved that. You know, I've been lucky to play in the postseason for this organization, but haven't clinched anything at Wrigley. You know, even the 17 division, 20 division, 17 DS, all of that was on the road. And so I haven't got to celebrate in front of these fans and see that and kind of experience that. And so it was just a super special moment to be able to see live, like, that fan reaction and see the stadium erupting, see all the W flags. And then after, to be able to go back out onto the field, you know, kind of after we celebrated, to see family, to see friends, and be able to do that at Wrigley, on Wrigley, just really, you know, can't put it into words how much that means. And I think the most exciting part of it is, you know, we get to keep doing it at Wrigley, and that's awesome.
Our segment with Ian is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
All right, let's get serious here, Ian, because there is actually a ball game tomorrow, which is just wild. There's not enough time to celebrate what just went down, and you guys do deserve to celebrate it. But it's looking like Freddy Peralta will be the guy on the mound for Milwaukee tomorrow, which and he is. Talk about a guy who has sustained amongst all those great pitchers that the Brewers have had through the years when Corbin Burns was there, and I know Brandon Woodruff is iffy for the series. Freddy has always been there, a Cy Young contender. How do you feel about this series, the craziness of it being Cubs Brewers and going up against Freddy Peralta tomorrow?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a fun series. I think it's going to be a pretty electric atmosphere in both places. But, you know, Freddy's been great for a long time. He's been really, really good. He continues to, you know, pitch at an ace level. And that's why they've been such a good team. You know, they do have a good staff. They've done great work out of the bullpen. And so, you know, we just faced a really good staff in San Diego. Their starters were really, really good. And their bullpen did a great job. The five-game series is a little bit different than the three-game series in that sense of how long starters have to go and how much bullpen usage there is. But I think the one thing that's a little bit different about this one is just we've played them quite a bit, and we've played them more recently, and we hadn't played the Padres since April. And so, you know, having a little bit more experience with their bullpen and their team and a little bit more knowledge of their pitchers, I think, will help us offensively.
Yeah, just from having talked to you guys in the past, back when I was doing pre and post, like, players will always say, I think you said it, like, there's a sense of comfort playing in those ballparks. It's going to be rowdy and crazy, but when you guys are in St. Louis or Cincinnati or, in this case, Milwaukee, there's a sense of comfort. But I also wanted to ask you, Ian, too, you're grinding out good at bats. You had a hit yesterday. Do you feel like you're ready to kind of break out? Is it your turn, sir, to get some of the big the big hits in this series?
Hey, however it happens, however we can figure out a way to push more runs than they do. But the Padres, you know, there are a couple of tough matchups for me with Pivetta and Cease. That I haven't historically hit those guys very well. A little bit of a tough pitch mix, but yeah, I felt like the at bats were good. I was getting deep in counts, wasn't quite getting the results that I wanted. But that's part of it. You know, you're going to go through a couple of days stretches, and it just gets magnified in the playoffs because it's 2 or 3 days. You know, that was two tough days, and it gets magnified.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you know, my work's been really good, and you do everything you can to help. You know, maybe lay down a bunt like I did yesterday, whatever you can to help try to create runs. And that's the fun part of the playoffs is if you have a bad day and you win the game, who cares?
I'm really curious, as we're joined by Ian Happ here on Raheem Harrison Grody. Ian, what's your feelings on rest versus rust? Because you are coming off of such an emotional high, and you get a day to kind of reset but go right back at it. Meanwhile, the Brewers have been sitting around for almost a week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the playoff atmosphere and the first couple times you do it, you know, there is, it's different, you know, it's different. And so feeling that and getting a chance to feel that, getting a chance to go through those moments, I think helps. You know, we're going to be up there tonight. We'll have a little workout. You know, that's part of, you know, staying fresh and continue to do it. Baseball is kind of an everyday sport, and I think that we have guys that are accustomed to doing that. So I feel like our guys are in a good spot for sure.
Ian, I saw the good deed. It got gossiped about in the bleachers. The last regular season game, you threw a ball up there and said thanks to the fans, and there was 100 wrapped in it for some drinks. What was your thought behind that, and did you find out what the crew in the bleachers got?
I'm sure it was beers, but yeah, it's the last 3 years I've done that for those guys. I think just their commitment to being out there every day. You know, there's a group of those guys that are out there 81 games. You know, it's incredible. And so just a little way for me to say thank you for their support and loyalty and consistency. And so I appreciate them, and if I can show that anyway, I will.
Well, and I know you probably don't care if it gets publicized, but that ended up being posted by Relish Brand. I know they posted on Instagram, and it did get a little bit of play in the stands. It's nice that we're able to ask you about that, too, on a day like this. But I know that's not necessarily the reason you do it.
Yeah, no, I do it because, you know, they've supported me through ups and downs and been out there every single day. And to have a group of fans and a group of individuals that – no matter what, just unwavering support, you know, from when things were a little bit not so good here, when we were losing, when I was struggling, you know, they were always out there and always supportive and always positive. And so I've always just really, really appreciated that about kind of that group that sits behind me every day.
Ian, 13 hits yesterday for your group as a team, four guys with multiple hits. Do you feel like something is breaking out? You mentioned the fact that the Padres are just a tough matchup for anybody when it comes to pitching, especially that bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to our hitters for getting all those hits, but it's a credit to their bullpen for how difficult it is to score against them. You know, we had a bunch of guys on base and we're only able to push three runs. And that's a credit to those arms that they have. Because there's just so many strikeouts with that bullpen. They have electric stuff and they have the ability to do that. And a bunch of, you know, we've got a few sinker guys who are good at getting ground balls. So some double plays in there too, but I think our guys just, you know, you get a couple of days of seeing the same guys and the ability to start swinging it like that. I know that just there's a little bit of confidence there from getting those hits and getting those playoff hits out of the way and kind of breaking the seal.
Well, Ian, there was some heavy-duty controversy in the ninth inning with a certain Xander Bogaerts at the plate and the home plate umpire, DJ Rayburn, badly missing a call, a ball that was low. And I have to tell you what I thought in the moment. I was like, yeah, that's a bad call. But guess what? It's nice that for once one of these weird things didn't go against the Cubs, and you guys have had your fair share of games where the home plate ump was missing everything. What did you guys make of that moment and the Padres' angst in the moment, and then apparently, and I don't even know if you know about this, but they were going off on the umps as they were walking off the field at Wrigley after that game.
Yeah, I think it's an emotional, that's an emotional moment, and I think that with your season on the line and in that situation, you know, tensions were definitely high. It's hard to see that from left field. And it's hard to see kind of where it is exactly. And Karst did a good job of catching that ball.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's part of the game. And I think DJ back there did a great job pretty much that whole game. There's when you see, you know, you see him 300 pitches in that game.
Yeah.
There's going to be a couple missed ones. And yeah, it's nice when it goes your way. And in that situation, to get that out was huge. And, obviously, the tensions is just like in that moment, that they're going to be a little bit elevated. I thought the umpires did a good job of handling that situation. I thought they did a good job of handling the whole series. Just, you don't ever want somebody to get thrown out in the playoff game. And they did a really good job of just being able to calm it down and not take anything too far.
Ian, there's a story that also came out on Monday in The Athletic, thanks to Patrick Mooney, talking about the workflow that you discussed and Nico discussed with Craig Counsell when it came to trying to improve that. How did you see that take place, and what exactly changed from the conversation you had?
Can you elaborate a little bit more at workflow?
Yeah, it was your workspace workflow in the dugout.
Oh, kind of the dugout change?
Yes.
Yeah, that was something that we had been talking about for a little while. Just when the new dugout was installed, and I think I'm the only guy that was able to experience the old dugout. In 17 was the last year of the old dugout. It was just really tiny, and there was nowhere to go. And so, I don't know, you guys remember the pitchers, some of the starting pitchers would sit up on like coolers at the top there. And it was just this really intimate setting. It was a lot closer to home plate as well, the old dugout. And so you felt like you were right on top of the hitter. Everybody had to be together and tight-knit and talking in the dugout. There's a couple stadiums that are like that in the big leagues. You know, the Coliseum was one in Oakland that was really tight. And San Diego's a little bit like that, too, on the visiting side. And I just felt like it kept the group really close during the game and kept everybody on top of each other, kept everybody communicating. Now we have this massive dugout that's really nice, but it would kind of separate guys. There was times where there would be a group of guys on one set of benches kind of down the third baseline, and then we had this bench kind of closer to the bat rack and closer to the hitter. But if you were sitting down below, you couldn't see the game. And so, you know, on cold days, guys would be down there trying to get warm, but you couldn't see what was happening. And so it was kind of, how can we make this a more cohesive environment? How can we make it so that you can interact, so that you can have a little bit more freedom to walk around in there? And so we talked to counts about it. We talked and the engineers and everybody actually worked together on this from front office to Crane, and were able to kind of come up with this plan of getting rid of that bench that was closer, having a stairs where everybody, and now you can walk through the dugout a lot easier, but you can also see the game if you're sitting down below, you know, looking at the pitcher or previous at bat. I think it just, it makes that space a lot more functional.
Man, that's a good use of design solution. That's really cool. That article, in case you're interested, also listeners, obviously, just came out in The Athletic earlier this week. Ian, thank you so much. Congratulations on the Wild Card Series win. We look forward to the NLDS.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Ian Happ. I'm sure he is continuing to enjoy his Connect Roasters coffee. You can get it at Steingold and other establishments. And Ian, kind enough to join us via the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. And this segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. This is a huge weekend for Wagertainment. As we mentioned, the baseball playoffs, a big part of it. No better person to help us out than Joe Ostrowski. Joe O, next on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.